Will you please turn to the Gospel according to Luke?
Chúng ta hãy quay lại Gospel of Luke,
chapter 1.
Đầu một chương.
Luke chapter 1, we'll read from verse 5.
Luke chapter 1, đầu một chương, chúng ta sẽ đọc từ câu 5.
And we'll read through verse 17. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1.
Luke chapter 1, verse 5.
There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest, by name Zacharias, in the course of Abiah, and his wife of the daughters of Aaron, and her name Elizabeth.
And
they were both just before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless.
And
they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both advanced in years.
And
it came to pass, as he fulfilled his priestly service before God in the order of his
course,
it fell to him by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to enter into the temple of the Lord to burn
incense.
And all the multitude of the people were praying without at the hour of
incense. And
an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right of the altar of
incense.
And Zacharias was troubled seeing him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Fear not, Zacharias, because thy supplication has been heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John."
天使对他说，撒加利亚，不要惊，因为你的子都已经受听见了，你的妇人呢，伊丽莎白要给你生一个子，你要给他起名叫做约翰。
And he shall be to thee joy and rejoicing, and many shall rejoice at his birth.
你必欢喜快乐，有真多人因你出世也必喜乐。
For he shall be great before the Lord, and he shall drink no wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's
womb. And
many of the sons of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn hearts of fathers to children, and disobedient ones to the thoughts of just men, to make ready for the Lord a prepared
people.
During the past conference, we shared together from John on John the Baptist. We used John the Baptist as a springboard to ask ourselves three very important questions. And these questions are, who are we?
这个问题是说我们是什么人?
Why do we do these things?
为什么我们做这些事?
And what is our testimony?
什么是我们的见证?
And I do pray to the Lord that we may be able to answer them rightly.
我真是基督徒呢，但愿咱在这所在对这三个问题呢，都有正确的答案。
This morning we will still consider John the Baptist.
昨天咱搁再比萨克来看，是说约翰。
But we would like to learn lessons from him as a person.
咱要借着约翰是说这个人来学习淡薄功课。
We know John the Baptist is an epoch-making vessel of God.
因此讲实在，约翰这个人呢，也是神所使用这个器皿，
还
是在转
转意识。
啊，是转是神转意识在这个对应的器皿。
We know that God's purpose never changes.
咱知道神的目的永远未改变。
But God does change His ways.
但是神会改变伊的做法。
His purpose remains always the same.
伊的目的呢，永远是一定的。
But to reach His purpose, He sometimes changes His tactics.His ways.
但是为着要达到伊的目标，有时呢，伊会改变伊的方法，来改变伊的战略。
And when he changes his ways, he changes the time.
当伊改变伊的方法的时，伊也改变迄个时间。
So we find that from time to time, God does change his ways.
所以呢，好像讲有时对，有时迄个时呢，神有改变伊的做法。
And whenever his way changes, the time changes.
每次伊改变伊的做法的时，时间也是改变。
But before the time changes,
但是伫比时间来改变以前
，God always looks for one or some epoch-making vessel.
神常常伫个所在找一个，还是几个会转变时代的器皿。
And through these vessels, God will change the time.And we call these vessels epoch-making vessels.
咱叫做器皿，叫做转移时代的器皿。
You know, God is not a man that he shall lie.
咱知道讲神不是亲像人，伊会讲白话。
Nor he is a son of man that he shall repent.
也不是人主呢，伊需要就悔改。
Whatever he says.It shall be done.
伊所讲的呢，的确会当得到成就。
And whatever he speaks, he will make it good.
凡伊所讲的，伊都要安尼做出来。
That means that God never changes his purpose.
意思是讲呢，神永远未改变伊的目标。
So whatever changes may come in time.
所以有时伫时间内边，改变临到的时
，they are all for the fulfillment of God's.Eternal purpose.
这拢是要为着来成全那个神永远的目标。
John the Baptist is an epoch-making vessel of God.
其实约翰是神所用这个转移时代的器皿。
You remember in Matthew chapter 11.
你记得讲在马太福音第十一章。
It is said from the time of from the days of John the Baptist until now.
讲对时说约翰迄日开始一直到现今。
The kingdom of the heavens is to be seized by force.
讲天国呢是掠入侵入嘅嘢啦，是人掠入侵入。
And the forceful shall seize on it.
掠入嘅人呢就会当得着。
For the law and the prophets.Have prophesied unto John.
因为呢，先知个预言呢是到约翰为止。
You know the law and the prophets, they prophesied unto John.
那咱就这个先知呢，是为着约翰的预言。
In other words, the law and the prophets conclude in John.
话出话讲呢，就这个预言呢，就结束在约翰的里面。
For the law and the prophets, they prophesied about the coming Messiah.
因为就这个先知呢，预言到那个将要来的弥赛亚。
And John is the last of the prophets according to the Old Testament sense.
照着古约来讲呢，约翰是最后一个讲预言的人。
He is the one used by God to conclude the law and the prophets.
伊是神所使用的人来结束律法跟先知。
And at the same time, he is the one who is used by God to introduce Christ, the coming King.
同时伊也是神所用的人来带进基督呢，就是迄个要来做王的基督。
The kingdom of the heavens come in the days of John.
在使徒约翰的日子呢，天国临到伊那个所在。
Because in his days, the king has come. So from the days of John until now,
所以对约翰那个日子呢，一直到现今
the kingdom of the heavens is to be seized by force.
天国呢是一个掳掠进入的人掠去。
And the word simply means that it is to be seized by those who are forceful.
意思说呢，可能是发来掳掠进入的掳掠的人呢，就会当得着。
As a matter of fact, the original language means are seized by the violence.By the violence.
原本的意思说呢，天国呢是爱恐怖的人去入去。
And we do not like the word violence.
那唔爱用恐怖这个字眼。
Because it gives us a bad connotation.
因为好多呢有这个坏诶意念。
But actually, the word violence is neutral.
但事实上呢，这个恐怖这个字呢是中和的。
It can have a good meaning, it can have a bad meaning.
它有一个好的意思，也有当一个坏的意思。
If we do violence to other people, that is bad.
如果咱用恐怖对待一个人呢，这是坏。
But we need to do violence to ourselves, which is good.
但是咱对自己有恐怖的时呢，这对咱是好。
To use another word,
用别的字眼来
说。The Lord Jesus says, unless you deny yourself,Take up the cross and follow me. You cannot be my disciple.
主本身讲呢，伊讲你若无晓得家己，白起你是自己，你是袂配得做我的门徒。
Now deny yourself is doing violence to yourself.
咱晓得家己呢，就是用强迫对待咱家己。
Because we all love ourselves.
因为咱大家人疼咱家己。
We want to gratify ourselves.
咱爱要让家己得到欢喜。
And to deny ourselves is difficult.
那要晓得家己不是容易的事。
You have to do violence to yourself in order to deny yourself.
你就对家己施行强迫呢，然后你才有法当晓得家己。
But those who are willing to deny themselves,
但是遐个呢愿意晓得家己的人
，and take up the cross to follow the Lord Jesus,
背起十字架来跟从主耶稣
，they seize upon the kingdom of the heavens.
因就会当得到天国。
And it begins from the days of John the Baptist.
是因此说约翰的日子开始。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以兄弟姊妹
John the Baptist is one raised by God to change the time.
是说约翰是神所兴起的人来改变这个时代。
From the time of the law,
对这个律法时候开始
it is changed to the time of grace.
是改变进入恩典的时代。
From the time of the law and the prophets,
对律法跟先知的时代
it is changed to the time of Christ.
是改变进入基督的时代。
He is used of God to change the time.
意思和神的使用改变那个时代。
Therefore, we call him an epoch-making vessel.
所以咱称呼伊做转移时代的器皿。
Whenever God wants to change the time.
每次拜神，要改变这个时代。
He always look for such vessel.
伊常常找这款的器皿。
Now this is a mystery to us.
这对咱是一个奥秘。
Because we will think when God wants to change a time, He can change it.
咱想讲，如果神爱改变这个时代，伊会做改变。
But strangely, He will not change it until He finds the right vessel.
但是真稀奇神无必改变那个时代一直到一切就是一个适合的器皿
and through that vessel he will make the change
借着这个器皿伊要做一个改变的事
now this is a mystery to us
对咱这是一个奥秘
but this is the way that God always do things
但是这就是神常常做代志的方法
now dear brothers and sisters
亲亲爱的姊妹
Do you know that we are on the verge of another change?
你知道我想知呢，咱已经处在一个改变时代边缘。
In the days of John the Baptist, there was a tremendous change.
这是说约翰的时代，那个有一个极大的改变。
Because from law to grace is a great change.
因为对律法到恩典里面呢是一个大的改变。
And from the law and the prophets to Christ is a great change.
啊，对着出个上帝的时代，宣告基督的时代，也是一个大的改变。
And John was used by God to bring in Christ Jesus.
啊，神用使徒约翰来带进咱的主耶稣基督。
At the first coming of the Lord Jesus.
啊，那个是主耶稣头一摆来。
John is his forerunner.
啊，使徒约翰是伊的先锋。
He prepares the way.For the Lord.
啊，意味着主预备迄个道路。
But dear brothers and sisters,
啊，但是亲兄弟姊妹，
we are on the verge of another tremendous change.
啊，今仔咱是伫一个大改变时代的边缘。
Why? Because the time of grace is coming to an end.
啊，为什么？啊，因为恩典的时代已经要来到一个结束。
You know, during the time of grace.
啊，你想要讲主出自恩典的时代
Whosoever believes in the Lord Jesus shall be saved. We are not saved by our own marriage. Because all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in the sight of God. No one can be saved by doing the works of the law.We are being condemned by the law. But thank God for sending His beloved Son Jesus Christ into the world. He is the Lamb of God who takes away our sins. By believing in Him, we are saved.By grace. Now this is the time of grace. So from the time of John the Baptist, until now, the now does not refer just to the days of John the Baptist. It does not refer just to the days when Christ Jesus was on earth.The word now continues until our time. This whole period of 2,000 years is the time of grace. Whoever is thirsty can come and drink freely of life.
啊，我那水大人会当直接说在白白来啉生命的水。
But the days of grace will come to an end one day.
啊，但是有一日呢，这个恩典的时代会结束。
The door of grace will be closed.
啊，恩典的门要给关起来。
A change of time will come upon this earth.
啊，这个改变的时间呢，啊，要临到这个世界。
And we know that our Lord Jesus is coming again.
啊，咱知道，咱主耶稣基督要再来。
At his first coming, he brings grace into this world.
啊，一头一摆来，将恩典带到这世界来。
At his first coming, he came as the Lamb of God.
啊，一头一摆来，一来是只羊羔，新的羔羊的身份来。
But our Lord Jesus is to come again.
啊，但是咱的主耶稣必过来。
And when he shall come again,
啊，等伊过再来的时，
he shall come as the Lion of Judah.
啊，一来呢是必用啊犹大西的身份来。
And that is to say, he shall come to judge the world.
啊，意思是讲伊来呢啊必审判这个世界。
So you can see that at his first coming.He brings in grace.
啊，所以你看，看见讲头一摆来带来恩典。
But at his second coming, he will exercise judgment upon this world.
啊，一第二摆过来呢，伊就迄个所在必须用啊审判来审判这世界。
At his second coming, this age will come to an end.
啊，第二摆过来的时候，这个时代就要有一个结束。
And the age to come will be ushered in.
啊，迄个新的时代呢，就必须有大进。
The age to come is the coming of the kingdom of God upon this earth.
啊，过来这个世代就是讲新的国呢，要降临到这个世界。
And righteousness shall rule upon this earth.
啊，公义在这所在要管理这个世界。
Today it is grace.
แทนกินอันนี้สิอุ่นเตียน
but in the days to come it will be righteousness
อาตัสิกุลาให้ติดที่นี้สิคงดี
Christ shall rule the world with an iron rod
อาสินไปยังเจ้าที่ก้อยในควันดีสิกเสกา
and brothers and sisters
อาพี่ชีเว
we know that Christ is coming soon
อาดันสันบุรุษกูตั้งแต่จู่ยาโสไปก็ไหล
so we are on the verge of another great change
อาโซดันสิติดสิกตัวกายเปลี่ยนในเปลี่ยนยัน
but before this changeWill come.
Ah, that's it. It's a change. Be like
this. Again, you'll find God will be looking for epoch-making vessels.
Ah, this is what I'm saying. Saying this is what I'm saying. This is a change. This is a keeping.
But this epoch-making vessel will not be an individual.
Ah, but this change, change, this keeping, is not a person.
It will be a corporate body.
Ah, this is a community.
God is looking for a corporate body.
啊，先别切这个团体身体。
A body of people.
啊，是这个一个人。
Who he whom he can use to change the time.
啊，这人会当何处来用来改变这个时代。
They will be used to conclude the period of grace.
啊，因为耶稣用呢来结束这个恩典的时代。
And they will be used to bring back the king.
啊，因这些所在被叙述用呢，啊，多进一年往来。
Now in the Bible, you find in Revelation chapter 12.
啊，圣经里面的启示录十二章来。
There is a man child.
啊，遐所在有一个男孩子。
That man child is collective.
啊，那个啊，男孩子呢，是大众的吼。
Because later on you'll find they overcome.
Satan.
And the day refers to the man child. So the man child is not an individual. It is a collective term. It includes a number of people. Now, who are these people? They are those in the church who overcome. Because they overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony. And they love not their lives even unto death. In other words, you find there will be a group of people.They know the value of the blood of the Lamb. They are not better than anybody else. But they know the value of the blood of the Lamb. They are not perfect. But they know to receive forgiveness of their sins.Through the blood of the Lamb.
啊，因此讲这条歌，因为不会啊，因为得到下罪。
Brothers and sisters,
兄弟姊妹
we need the blood of the Lamb not only at the time when we believe in Christ Jesus.
咱啊，咱需要歌，因为不会，唔止那是等咱去死接受主做救主的事。
At that time when we believe in the Lord Jesus,
啊，那是等咱相信主耶稣。
His blood.Cleanses us from all our sins.
啊，伊也不会洗净咱一切罪。
But to live on this earth as an overcomer.
啊，但是呢，啊，要活在这世上，假做一个得胜者。
We need to be washed by His blood all the time.
啊，咱是大概时候呢，需要和伊也不会来洁净。
Whenever we fall,
啊，每一摆咱那跌倒
we need to.Depend on the blood of the Lamb for cleansing.
啊，咱需要靠着啊，各样的宝血，让咱得到洁净。
So in other words,
啊，我只会讲
，we are being washed all the time.
啊，咱十时候呢，都是接受洁净。
In 1 John chapter 1, it says,
啊，约翰一书头就讲
，if we walk in the light,
啊，咱来行在光中
，as he is in the light,
啊，亲像伊在光中
，we have fellowship one with another,
啊，咱甲伊彼此就沟通
，and the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, cleanses us from all our sins.
啊， 耶稣基督的宝血，啊，神的拣选，所以敬咱一切的不义。
If we walk in the light,
啊，咱要行在光中。
Every day we need to walk in the light,
啊，每日咱需要行在的光中。
In the light of life,
啊，在生命的光中。
Because the life that is within us,
啊，因为在咱里面这个生命
will give light to us,
啊，要给咱这条光
to guide us in our journey through this world,
啊，当年咱行这个世界路途。
You remember John?Chapter 1 verse
4
says, In him is life. And the life is the light of man. So, brothers and sisters, today we have the life of Christ in us. And this life of Christ will shed light upon our path.
啊，这生命在咱内边，在咱的路顶要照出光来。
And we need to walk in the light of life.
啊，咱需要行在生命的光中。
As God dwells in the light.
啊，亲自神行在光中。
And that is how we can fellowship with one another.
啊，就是在这个办法的下边，咱同彼此有交通。
But as we walk in the light.
啊，当咱行在光中。
The light will reveal all the darkness in us.
啊，更你要将咱内边黑暗的物件都彰显出来。
So we need the blood of the Lamb to wash us from all these sins.
啊，所以咱需要过因为宝血来洗净咱所有的罪。
And that's the way that we grow in the Lord.
啊，这就是咱啊，先在主内边长进的路。
With more life, we have more light.
啊，咱有较侪生命就较侪有光。
And with more light, we see more of our own darkness.
啊，咱较侪有光，咱就看见咱较侪黑暗。
And when we see our own darkness, we are cleansed by the blood of the Lamb.
啊，当咱看见咱的黑暗的时呢，咱就受过因为宝血所洁净。
So we enter into more light.
啊，所以咱进入较侪光中。
And with more light, we begin to see more darkness.
啊，较侪光，咱看见较侪黑暗。
So by degree.Gradually, we are being brought into the light of God.
啊，所以叫做这个听多年，慢慢咱就带入主的心的当中。
And our life in Christ begins to grow.
啊，咱的基督里边生命渐渐的成长。
From glory to glory.
啊，应上加应。
And to be transformed and conformed to the image of God's Son Jesus Christ.
啊，就要受活成啊，亲像听见耶稣基督的形象。
So we need the blood of the Lamb every day.
啊，所以咱大家都要过因为宝血。
You know, sometimes even our prayer needs to be washed by the blood of the Lamb.
啊，就是有时咱的祈祷呢，也需要受过因为宝血来洁净。
And even our tears need to be washed by the blood of the Lamb.
啊，就是咱的目屎也需要受过因为宝血来洁净。
That we may be more like Him.
啊，咱愈来愈亲像伊。
So brothers and sisters, we need to appreciate.The value of the blood of the Lamb.
啊，所以这几位，咱必须在这所在，一条灵魂到这个宝血的宝贝。
We will never grow, outgrow the blood of the Lamb.
啊，这关于宝血一关呢，咱无办法直接成长。
We need the blood of the Lamb all the time.
啊，咱大概时候呢，需要过因为宝血。
The closer you are to God,
啊，咱啊如隔神亲近
，the more you sense the need.Of the blood of the Lamb.
啊，愈来愈愈感觉讲这需要过，因为宝血。
So you find this man child.
啊，所以你看见讲这个男孩子。
Who represents the overcomers of the church?
啊，这代表呢教会里边这得胜的人。
They overcome because of the blood of the Lamb.
啊，因为有过，因为宝血才让因得胜。
You know, Satan is an accuser.
啊，咱怎样讲？撒旦是一个控告者。
And he's always trying to accuse us before God.
啊，伊常常在神的面头前要控告咱这些人。
He's always trying to accuse us in our conscience.
啊，在咱良心的里边，撒旦也一直在控告。
Now how are we going to overcome the accuser?
啊，咱要怎样才赢过这个控告咱的人
？By the blood of the Lamb.
啊，加着过因为宝血。
And number two.
第二。
They overcome because of the word of their testimony.
啊，因所以他也给是借着因见证的话。
They have a testimony.
啊，因有这个见证。
And what is their testimony?
啊，什么是因的见证
？Their testimony is that Jesus is not only their Savior but also their Lord. You know, many believers only receive Jesus as their Savior. But they have not received Jesus as their Lord. But these people, they not only receive Jesus as their Savior, they receive the Lord Jesus as their Lord. The Lord of their life. And this is a reality in them. So when they say Jesus is Lord, it is real. You many people may say Lord, Lord. But they do not do the will of God. So you find that when they say Lord, Lord, and do not do the will of God, it is not real. There is no power in their word. But for those who really put themselves under the lordship of Christ, when they say Jesus is Lord, there is power behind it. And Satan will flee from them. And thirdly, they do not love their lives even unto death. The life there is their soul life. In other words, they are willing to deny themselves. Even unto death. In order to do the will of God. And these are the overcomers of the church. And these overcomers of the church will be the epoch-making vessel of God in the last days. So, brothers and sisters, what is it that God is looking for today? He is looking for such epoch-making people. And with these people, he is going to conclude this age. And to bring in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So you see how important it is that by the grace of God, we will be in that epoch making vessel. That's the reason why this morning we would like to talk about John the Baptist. We would like to learn in him the different principles that govern the epoch making vessel. Or the principles that make the epoch making vessel. And I hope we will listen very carefully. Because this is of tremendous importance in our days. To some, it may be a little bit, little deep. But if you can receive it and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us, and you too will enter into these principles. Now the history of John begins with his parents. So here you find an old couple. Zacharias and Elizabeth. They were both the descendants of Aaron the priest. And you find the scripture said they were just before God. And they walk in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless.
啊，因遵守神的律法，神都条件呢是无什么通指标。
Now this is most unusual in those days.
啊，在那个节里边，这是非常的特别。
Because you remember that was 2,000 years ago.
啊，你记得讲这是2000年以前。
When Christ came the first time to this earth.
啊，当主头一摆来到这个世界。
Now during those days.
啊，在那个节里边。
Even though the chosen people of God, the Jews, were back in the promised land.
啊，虽然神经说的地都犹太人已经挖到来的啊，耶路撒冷。
And the temple was rebuilt.
啊，圣殿的重新修建着。
And the priesthood were serving in the temple.
啊，现在这是啊，在圣殿里面的服侍。
And the law and the prophets were being read.
啊，律法跟圣经呢，常常在个所在的时候读出来。
And outwardly you find in the promised land in Jerusalem, there were a people.
啊，外面看起来，英文的对耶路撒冷遐有一挂人
，seemingly very religious，
啊，亲像非常的虔诚。
But strangely，、啊、during those years，
啊，真稀奇，伫遐年日的里边
，God did not reveal Himself to them，
啊，神无将家己彰显予因。
There was no vision of God，
啊，伫遐无神的意象。
And God did not speak to them，
啊，神无对因讲话。
The word of God。Was not only rare, but there was no word from God.
啊，神的话当时唔知那是虚招，还是实际上是连神的话都无。
Why is it?
为什么安尼
？It was because of the low spiritual condition of the people of God.
啊，因为神百姓里边咧属灵的光景非常的低。
God could not speak to them.
啊，神不会当对因讲话。
God could not reveal Himself to them.
啊，神不会当对因启示。
Yet outwardly they seem to be very religious.
啊，但是外边看起来因亲像非常的敬虔。
They kept the Sabbath.
啊，因守安息日。
They read the law and the prophets.
啊，因读过佛的圣经。
They offer sacrifices.
啊，因将献祭物献上。
And they were priests serving in the temple.
啊，圣殿里边有这些的服侍。
But
但是
in reality, they were an ungodly people.
啊，事实上，因是一无敬虔的人。
But among the ungodly people,
啊，但是这些无敬虔、敬虔的人来
，you find an old couple.
啊，你发现一对老夫妇
，who were different.
啊，因无撒旦
，they were just.Before God,
啊，因在神面前是义人
，and they kept all the commandments and ordinances of God blameless.
啊，因在那个所在遵守神一切律法，无什么通指教。
They were different from the other priests.
啊，因跟其他的这些无相。
You know, even the priests at that time,
啊，就是那些的这些
，they were just being religious.
啊，不过在那个所在就敬虔。
They served God as a profession.
啊，因服侍神的因。当作因的职业
，instead of serving God out of love，
啊，唔是讲借着听心来服侍神。
But this old couple was different，
啊，但是这对老夫妇无相。
They really love God，
啊，因是在听神。
They fear God，
啊，因敬畏神。
And they were advanced in age，
啊，因是已经老板了。
But strangely，
啊，但是真稀奇。
The Bible said they had no child，
啊，圣经讲因无囡啊。
Now, brothers and sisters,
啊、兄弟姊妹
if you know the Bible,、
啊、你若认不圣经
you find this was most unusual.、
啊、你会发现说这是非常的无常
because under the law,、
啊、因为这是法的下边
and in the Old Testament time,、
啊、在古约的时代
God promised、
啊、神应允
those who fear him,、
啊、也敬畏他的人
will be blessed with the fruit.Of the womb.
啊，就俾呢条祝福呢，就讲呢条胎里边嘅祝福。
In Deuteronomy chapter 28.
啊，申命记第28章。
He says,
系阿公
，They will be blessed with a fruitful womb.
啊，因呢个所在俾条祝福，啊，呢条一个一生山诶白诶生山嘅树。
In Psalm 128.
啊，诗篇128篇。
It is said,
系阿公
Psalm 100.28.
Verse 3.
thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine in the inner part of thy house.
啊，你的妇人人在你内侧，亲像做结结子的葡萄树。
Thy children like olive plants round about thy table.
啊，你的女儿原是你的桌，亲像橄榄在主。
Behold, thus shall the man be blessed that feareth Jehovah.
啊，看见我摇坏人，必得安尼的蒙福。
So according to law.
啊，所以照着律法。
In the Old Testament time.
啊，在古约的时代。
What is the blessing of the Lord to those who fear Him?
啊，这敬畏神的人，神给因有什么福气？
They will be blessed with many children.
啊，因为受祝福得到真多儿女。
If they have no child, it means they are cursed by God.
啊，因那无儿女，意思是讲因是受神所咒诅。
So this is a most unusual thing.
啊，所以这是一个非常啊特别的事情。
Here you find an old couple.
啊，这里发现一对老夫妇。
They fear God.
啊因敬畏神，
but they had no child.
啊，但是因无囡啊。
What a contradiction!
啊，这是何等一个相反的事。
God did not fulfill His promise to this couple.
啊，神是对夫妇的神经无成全伊的应允。
On the contrary,
啊，在相反这方面
，God shut up the womb of Elizabeth.
啊，神将伊丽莎白啊，伊生产的树给关闭起来。
So you find this old couple, they must have prayed.
啊，所以发现讲最后好，因的确有祈祷。
Ask the Lord to give them a child.
啊，求神给伊有一个囝儿。
But their prayers were not answered.
啊，但是呢，祈祷无得到答案。
They must say to God, "You promised."
啊，因的确有讲神讲你都安尼应允。
Now fulfill your promise.
现在你都成全你的应允。
But God did not fulfill His promise.
但是神无成全伊的应允。
Because of this, they were misunderstood. People will look at them and say, well, they look as if they were very pious. But who knows what's in the secret.
So when people look at them, they look as if they were very pious. But who knows what's in the secret.
They must have serious sins. Because they were cursed by God. So, brothers and sisters, what you find here? You find because of this awkward situation, God's name was under a cloud. Because he did not keep his promise. And the couple were under a kind of a reproach. Because they were misunderstood by everybody. Were they offended by God? They were not. Even though God did not fulfill His promise to them,
啊，虽然神对因的无成全伊的应允，
they continue to serve God.
啊，因继续的服侍神。
They continue to walk uprightly before God.
啊，因继续在神的面头前行在正义的
内面。They continue to keep all the commandments of God blameless.
啊，因继续呢底下遵守神的律法无所指点。
They were not offended by God.
啊，因无因着神挂到。
Why?
为什么?
Why did God treat them in this way?
啊，为什么神安尼会对待人?
Because God has a higher will concerning this couple.
啊，因为在这对夫妇的顶面，神对因有更加一个较高的目标。
God wanted to do something.
啊，神要做一件事。
But He couldn't find it anywhere.
啊，伊无办法在别所在找着。
Other people were not qualified.
啊，其他的人无合格。
But this couple.
啊，但是对夫妇
，They fear God.
啊，因敬畏神。
So God said, "I will do something with them."
啊，所以神讲咧，我不定咧神定做大事。
God did not treat them in the ordinary way.
啊，神唔是伫经常办法的里面来对待人。
With other people, If they fear God, God will bless them with many children. But with this couple, God dealt with them in a special way. He did not fulfill his promise because he had a higher will concerning this couple. He allowed them to go through trials, go through suffering, and eventually you find their prayer began to change. Instead of asking God to give them a child, to take away their shame, they began to pray exclusively for the coming of the Messiah. They began to be delivered from their own self-interest. They gave up their self-interest. And now they devoted themselves completely to the interest of God. They began to travail in prayer. To pray for the coming of the Messiah. And then you find one day, Zechariah was already advancing age, probably almost to the time of retirement. But he was still serving in the temple. And during those days, the way they served, before the temple door was open, the priest of that course. They were gathered in a room. And they were cast lots. To decide which priest is to do what work in the temple. And that day when they gathered to cast lots, the lot of burning the incense fell upon Zechariah. I'm sorry, I have to give you more information. Because I'm afraid you don't understand the background. You know, the priestly service composed of many things. But the highest service is to burn incense at the golden altar of incense. Because the golden altar of incense is the closest to the ark and the mercy seat behind the veil. And you can be a priest and serve in the temple for life, and the lot of burning incense never came upon
you.
And if that lot fell upon you to burn incense at the altar, you are allowed to do it only once in your lifetime. So you find Zechariah served God until he was advancing years. He never had the opportunity of doing the highest priestly service. But now the lot fell on him. So during the time of prayer, he will go into the temple to burn incense at the golden altar of incense. During that time, he was the only one in the temple. All the rest of the people will be in the court.
ที่ท่านหลังเห็นตัวเป็นตัวเอง
They will be praying
อันที่อยากกี่ตัว
But he will be the only one in the temple
อีสิ่งเป็นไรเป็นอีเดียหลัง
He will represent the whole nation of Israel
อีเป็นตัวเปรียบอิสราเอลจึงกุยกกา
Burn incense before God
ที่สิ่งเป็นจึงและเชื่อ
เ
ห็น
And he will pray the prayer of the nation
อีเป็นวิธีกุยกกาและกี่ตัว
Now what is the prayer of the nation
ตอนที่วิกกกากี่ตัวสิ่งเนี่ย
The prayer of the nation is Oh that Messiah May come. That is the prayer of the nation. So on that day, Zechariah was praying that prayer on behalf of the whole nation. And suddenly, an angel of the Lord stood on the right side of the altar. And Zechariah was frightened. And the angel said, fear not. Your supplication has been heard. You shall have a son. And you shall call his name John. Now, brothers and sisters, remember, Zechariah had long given up the prayer for a son. And when he was burning incense, he could not pray a private prayer. He had to pray the prayer of the nation. And yet the angel said, your supplication has been answered. And you shall have a son. Why is it? Because his son is related to the coming of the Messiah. His son is to prepare the way of the Lord. So you find that his prayer is answered. But God answered his prayer in a higher way. Did God keep his promise? God did keep his promise. But he kept his promise to the very last. So that when the promise is fulfilled, it is fulfilled in on a higher ground. Not a child for yourself. But a child for God. Brothers and sisters, that's how John came into this world. So John was born through the travailing prayer of his parents. They prayed and prayed and prayed. They travailed in suffering. Asking for a child. And God will not answer them. So they began to pray not for themselves anymore. And pray for the Messiah to come. And God answered them at the last minute. So the first principle of an epoch-making vessel is travailing.
So in
Whenever God wants to change the time, He will raise up some people who are willing to give themselves to prayer. Not just ordinary prayer. But prayer becomes a travail. The burden is so heavy. They have to travail in prayer. They have to groan in their spirit. They have to pay a cost to pray. And when God has such people, God will change the time. If you read church history, you find in church history, whenever God is going to make a new move, He always has to find first some people who would travail in prayer.
啊，伊必须在先找到一啊人呢，啊，有迄个心酸痛苦的祈祷。
This is how the church begins.
啊，这就是教会怎样开始。
Before Pentecost.
啊，伫我神节以前。
For 10 days.
啊，有十天。
120 believers.
啊，120个信主的人。
They pray together with one accord.
啊，因同心合意的祈祷。
It is through the travailing prayer of the 120 believers.
啊，接着这120个人信主的人，迄心酸痛。
That the church is brought to birth. Or to use a move in our century. You know, in 1904 and 1905, there was a great revival in Wales. We call it the Great Welsh Revival. And the Spirit of God just swept over that country. In such power that the judges wear white gloves. In other words, they have no case to judge.
Because they don't have any answer to question.
And you know, in Wales, there are mines. And the miners were very rough people. They curse all the time. And they have asses, donkeys. To carry those
coals.
But these rough miners got saved. And because they got saved, they don't curse anymore. And the donkeys could not understand them. A great revival came upon the people. Do you know how it happened? There was a young man by the name of Evan Roberts. Evan Roberts. He was a miner. But he loved the Lord. When he was working in the mine, he
would
have a Bible there. And he would look at the word and work, which is
excellent.
And he prayed. Now this is how he prayed. He prayed, "Oh God, bend the church and save the world." Bend the church and save the world. And of course he was not alone. There were others praying with him. And through their travailing prayer, a mighty work of God swept over Wales. And even when I was in New Zealand in 1970, I met people. It is the result of that revival. Or to put it even more closer to us. Now we are meeting here today. Do you know how the whole thing began? Do you know how the whole work began? Now it began in China. And it spread over the world. Back in the 1920s. It was through the prayer of two sisters. They were missionaries in China. And they were in the country place in
Fukien.
Near Fuqiao. In the village. But they knew the Lord. And they realized for the work of God really to grow, God must apprehend a group of young people, a group of college students. And with this group of college students, God can change China. So they gave themselves to prayer. It is through the prayer of these two sisters. One was Miss Barbara.
Miss Barbara.
And through their prayer, a revival broke out in Trinity College. And that's where Brother Watchmani and other young people were saved. And from that, you find it began to spread. So travailing prayer is the first principle. How we need to ask God to raise up brothers and sisters who are willing to give themselves to prayer, not praying for their personal interests, but pray for the kingdom to come. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Pray for the coming of Christ. To prepare the way for the return of our Lord Jesus. And if God has a people who are praying with travail, He will change the time. That's the first principle. The second principle. The second principle is hidden in the name of John. You know, John was not only miraculously born, because his parents were beyond the age of giving birth. But God renewed the womb. So he was born miraculously. But his name was given by the angel. Say, you shall give birth to a son. And his name shall be called John. Now, what is the meaning of John? John means Jehovah is gracious. Saying Jehovah is gracious. That is what John means.
This is
in other words, our God is a gracious God. That is his character. You remember when Moses asked to see the glory of God? And God passed through by him and declared his name. He said, Jehovah, Jehovah God, merciful and gracious. Our God is a gracious God. That is his character. And the name of John is God is gracious. In other words, he is to be characterized by the character of God. He is to be a person who knows the grace of God. Or to put it another way, he is the product of God's grace. He knows how God is gracious. Because he himself has experienced God's grace. And because of this, he is able to represent God. And he is able to preach repentance. Because he knows God is gracious. If people will repent, God will forgive their sins. And God will save them. Brothers and sisters, the second principle of an effort-making vessel is knowing the grace of God. What does Paul say? Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God.
他说我今天吃最好的因为人都是神的恩所造成的。
You know, we do not know God's grace. We do not appreciate His grace. We are not being characterized by God's grace. We believe in ourselves. We are self-confident. We can do it. We are able. We think that we are. Therefore, we do not know God's grace. You know, before we believe in the Lord Jesus, what hindered us from believing in Christ Jesus? It is because we believe we are good. We believe we can keep the law. So we do not need the grace of God. But thank God one day we realize we cannot do it. We have no righteousness. And we humble ourselves. And we see the grace of God, which is Jesus Christ. But unfortunately, after we are saved, we forget. We still live by our own selves. By our own wisdom. By our own strength. We do not appreciate the grace of God. And just like the Galatian believers. They begin with the Spirit. But they want to complete with the flesh. Brothers and sisters, an effort-making vessel is one who knows God's grace. It is grace, grace, all is grace. Then you can be used by God as an effort-making vessel. I have to hurry. Number three. You find that John, before he was born, the angel told Zacharias, this boy that is to be born shall eat no, shall drink no wine or strong drinks. Even from his mother's womb. Now what does it mean? It means that John will be a Nazarite for life. Now again, I have to explain a little bit. You go back to the Old Testament. You know, God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt. And God brought them to himself at Mount Sinai. God said, if you keep my covenant, if you obey me, I will make you a nation of priests. In other words, every Israelite will be a priest. Every Israelite live to serve God. That is the highest occupation. But unfortunately, they worship golden calf. So disqualify themselves from serving a holy God. So God just called one family. The family of Aaron. To be priests. In other words, they could not go to God directly. They had to go to God through Aaron and his sons.
啊，因就接着亚伦甲耶利加长孙呢来达到神面前。
They were disqualified from serving God.
啊，因伊个所在无合格，未通服侍神。
But
啊，但是
God opened a back door.
啊，神开一个后路。
That is in Numbers chapter 6.
啊，是民数记第六章。
God said,
啊，神讲，
even though you people were disqualified,
啊，虽然恁这些人无合格，
but
但是，
if you really love me,
啊，如果你实在疼我，
and you want to serve me,
啊，你若要服侍我，
I will open a back door for you,
啊，我要为着恁开后门，
from any tribe,
啊，对任何一个支持
派， anybody,
啊，多一个人，
man or woman,
啊，男还是女，
you can.Serve me through the back door.
啊，你会当接着后门来服侍我。
And that is by taking the vow of a Nazarite.
啊，迄个就是讲，伊是做拿撒勒拿撒勒人的官。
Nazarite means consecration, separation.
啊，拿撒勒我是讲你奉献自己，分别自己。
You may separate yourself for me.
啊，你会为着我家己分别出来。
I have not chosen you.
啊，我无拣选你。
But you can choose to separate yourself.
啊，但是你会拣选呢，甲别人分开。
You can take a vow.
啊，你会当稳一个愿。
Say for 100 days.
啊，讲一百年。
I will separate myself for God.
啊，我要为着神家己甲别人分别。
I will devote myself for God.
啊，我要专心为着神。
Now it is very strange.
啊，真正稀奇。
In the Nazarite vow,
啊，在拿撒勒的愿，
it does not tell you what a Nazarite does.
啊，无跟你讲拿撒勒人做什么。
It only tells you how a Nazarite lives.
啊，只有跟你讲这个拿撒勒人要怎样来生活。
No, we think serving God is do something for God.
啊，咱想讲那是要服侍神，就为着神做一个代志。
But serving God actually is living for God.
啊，但是服侍神呢，事实上是为着神来活。
If you live for God.You will have something to do for God.
啊，你若为着神来活，啊，你就有淡薄代志来为着神做。
If you do not live for God, you may do many things, but God is not pleased with it.
啊，你若无为着神来活，啊，你会当做真多代志，但是神未喜欢。
So usually people will take a vow of a Nazarite.
啊，所以有些人呢要还愿做拿撒勒人。
Say for 30 days.
啊，讲30 days.
Or for 100 days.
啊，是讲100 days.
But Very rarely you have Nazarite for life.
啊，但是真罕是讲有人规世人做拿撒勒人。
Samuel in the Old Testament is a life Nazarite.
啊，古约的撒母耳呢是一世人做拿撒勒人。
And John the Baptist is a Nazarite for life.
啊，耶稣约翰呢啊是一世人做拿撒勒人。
Now a Nazarite must abstain from 3 things.
啊，拿撒勒人嘅必须三代志袂做做。
Number one, he cannot eat or drink anything of the vine.
啊，或者是葡萄所结的果子，未做吃，未做啉。
Number two,
第二
he cannot have the razor upon his head.
啊，伊未做的剪头毛。
Number three,
第三
he cannot be defiled by any dead body.
啊，伊未做因着什么死事，家己得着好受污秽。
Now, of course, in the old days,
啊，当然是古约的时代，
because they are God's earthly people.
啊，因为因是神对境的儿女。
So these requirements are physical.
啊，所以这三项的要求呢是肉身的要求。
Now today, we are God's heavenly people.
啊，既然那是属神，是神属天的儿女。
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
啊，所以想就这边。
What is a Nazarite vow to us today?
啊，今仔日咱的圣经什么叫做拿撒勒的愿
？To us today，
啊，在咱这人
今仔 ，It is because we love the Lord。
啊，因为咱听主
，We want to separate ourselves for God。
啊，咱为爱为着神，将咱自己分别出来。
We want to live for Christ。
啊，咱爱为着基督来而
生活。Now if you want to live for Christ，
啊，你那么爱为着基督来
生活 ，You have to abstain from 3 things。
啊，你必须呢三项代志唔当做。
You cannot take anything that is of the vine.
啊，葡萄所结的物件，你袂做食。
It does not mean physically.
啊，唔是讲咱安尼肉 chứ cái dọc trên tiếng Anh này còn
because we took them this morning
and it's actually not old him
so it is not physical
à so it is
sin thế
trong
it is spiritual
à chỉ sọc liền sọc
you remember our Lord Jesus said
à đi khi con này tôi
I am the true vine
à qua chỉ cái chân bồ đề chiu
why is it the Lord said I am the true vine
à vì chúng tôi con qua chỉ cái chân sinh cái bồ đề chiu
because all the other vines are false
à vì cái thai bồ đề chiu đó chỉ cái
vine in the scripture
à thì xin kinh bài viên này bồ đề chiu
vine gives pleasure satisfaction to man
à bồ đề chiu ai họ làm thì điều hi lộc thì điều mã cho
you know drinks strong drinks wine
à nên ta chống về điểm mỹ chiu
it satisfies people
ai họ làm thì điều mã ai
mã gì it gives people pleasure
à họ làm thì điều hi lộc
and grapes
葡萄
raisin
啊这个葡萄花
gives strength to man
So
in other words,
啊,这个来讲,
the world is like a wild vine.
啊,世界像这个野葡萄树。
It does produce things that will give pleasure to man.
啊,也就是有结出的物件会让人得到世上的喜乐。
It does satisfy the flesh.
啊,也会让人的肉身得到满足。
The Bible calls it the pleasure of sins.
啊,圣经讲是最终的喜乐。
The world does have something to offer.
啊，世界有啥物件要予咱
？But the satisfaction is temporary.
啊，但是个满足是暂时的。
The pleasure is transient.
啊，迄个是喜乐呢，也是暂时的。
And at the end, there will be sorrow.
啊，但是结果呢，那么有痛苦。
But Christ is the true vine.
啊，基督是真实的葡萄树。
Brothers and sisters,
兄弟姊妹
，those who separate themselves to live for God,
啊，遐为着主分别家己的人
，they find all their pleasure and satisfaction in Christ.
啊，因着基督的里边得到所有的喜乐，得到所有的满足。
They do not go to the world to try to find pleasure and satisfaction.
啊，因无必到世界里边，必要找着喜乐，找满足。
To find strength from the world. Because their spring is in God. All their resources is in Christ. Christ is enough for us. Brothers and sisters, is that our case? Do we still go to the world to find pleasure? To find satisfaction? As if Christ is not enough for us? Or do you find Christ is enough for us?
He
is more than enough for us. We drink of Him. He is the true one.
啊，意思是在葡萄树。
And number two，
来第二。
Do not allow any razor to come upon your head。
啊，唔通直接所在用剃头刀点搞你头顶。
Now why do you put razor on your head？
啊，为什么你用剃头刀刻你的头顶
？To beautify yourself。
啊，你何止是做 beauty， 较水。
But he says you allow the hair to grow。
啊，伊所在讲就何止头毛长起来。
Long hair。
啊，长头毛。
Means covering。
啊，长头毛意思是讲盖包。
So the spiritual principle is this.
啊，所以属灵原则是安尼。
Instead of trying to beautify our head,
啊，咱无骨在直接说在和咱的头这条边咧。
That is to become head to our own selves.
啊，意思是讲，咱自己呢，要做咱自己的头。
We are willing to have our head covered.
啊，咱愿意呢，要和咱的头被盖起来。
So that Christ may be our head.
啊，和基督被当成做咱的头。
Our beauty is in obedience.
啊，咱的美丽呢是伫顺服的里边。
Not in taking the place of authority.
啊，唔是讲直接所在，咱要代替迄个官兵的地位。
A Nazarite.
啊，对，拿西尼人。
Is a person who always has his head covered before God.
啊，是这个在神面头前常常盖头的人。
In all things, he allows Christ to be his head.
啊，在凡事的顶面，让基督做元首。
And number three,
第三
he does not go near to a dead body.
啊，伊无挖滚这个死尸。
Because the flesh in the sight of God is like dead body.
啊，因为咱的血的肉体呢，在神的面前看起来像做死尸。
It defiles.
会让咱得到污秽。
So we live by the life of Christ.
啊，所以咱只要着基督的生命来活。
We do not live by the life of the old man.
啊，咱无只要着咱古人的生命来活。
We live by Christ.
啊，咱接着基督来活。
For me to live is Christ.
好，好，我活的是基督。
Brothers and sisters,
兄弟姊妹
，That is the meaning of a Nazarite.
啊，那个就是拿西人的意义。
Are we Nazarites?
啊，咱是不是拿西尼人
？Do we live for Christ?
啊，咱是不是为着基督来活
？Are we separated?
啊，咱是不是有分别
？Are we devoted to Him?
啊，咱是不是专心为着伊
？This is a principle of.That makes an epoch-making vessel.
啊，这是一个原则呢，会让咱成为转移时代的人诶，启定。
Number four.
第四。
John was filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，约翰呢是圣灵充满。
Even when he was in his mother's womb.
啊，就是在母腹的里边就安尼。
And you know this can be proven.
啊，咱再讲这一趟啊，
证明可以证明。
Because
you remember when Mary came to visit Elizabeth.
啊，你记得讲从玛利亚呢去探望伊丽莎白的时。
And when she greeted Elizabeth.
啊，等伊啊，告别个伊就招呼伊丽莎白的时。
That's in Luke chapter 1 verse 44.
啊，这是路加福音头上四十四
节。You find the womb-within Elizabeth jumped with joy.
啊！你发现讲起见到第一日十一百多来宾，其他都有欢喜。
That shows that John was filled with the Holy Spirit when he was even in the mother's womb。
啊，所以直接证明讲就是等约翰在老母百多来宾已经充满圣灵。
Thank God, all who believe in the Lord Jesus has the Holy Spirit。
啊，感谢神，这相信主耶稣的人都圣灵的来宾。
We all have the Holy Spirit dwell in us。
啊，咱都有圣灵降在咱来宾。
God dwells in us。
啊，神点在咱内边。
The divine person dwells in us.
啊，属天的人点在咱内边。
We all have the Holy Spirit in us.
啊，咱大家人都圣灵在咱内边。
But not all are filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，但是不是大家人和圣灵来充满。
What does it mean by being filled with the Holy Spirit?
啊，和圣灵充满是什么意思
？It simply means this.
啊，简单的意思是安尼。
You allow the Holy Spirit to rule over your life.
啊，你有圣灵在你生命顶面来管理的。
Dear brothers and sisters，
哎呀，弟兄们
，Are you filled with the Holy Spirit？
啊，你是不是和圣灵充满
？To be filled with the Holy Spirit is not just an emotional thing。
啊，和圣灵充满呢，不是一情感的事。
It means that you allow the Holy Spirit to have control over your life。
啊，意思是讲你就有圣灵在这所在管理你整个的生命。
Instead of walking in the flesh。
啊，咱无行在肉体里边。
You walk in the spirit。
啊，你行在圣灵的里边。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit。
啊，和圣灵来充满。
That is another principle of an epoch-making vessel。
啊，这是呢，转一时代起兵另外一个原则。
Like the five wise virgins。
啊，正像那个五个聪明的童女。
They not only have oil in the lamp。
啊，伊唔止啊，灯里边有油。
They have oil in the vessel.
啊，因在器皿内边有油。
And they are the ones who go out to meet the bridegroom.
啊，因是这人出去去行新郎的人。
And finally,
啊，最后
，you find that John will come in the spirit and power of Elijah.
啊，你会发现讲，啊，约翰呢，啊，要在伊利亚的灵跟另一个内边来。
He will walk before the Lord.
啊，伊要行在主的面前。
To prepare his way.
啊，伊必伊的道路。
To make ready a prepared people for the Lord.
啊，要何些的，伊必些的人准备何些，你跟伊的主。
The spirit and power of Elijah.
啊，是伊利亚的灵跟另一个。
Now, what is the spirit of Elijah?
啊，伊利亚的灵是什么？
The spirit of Elijah is simply this.
啊，伊利亚的灵是安尼。
In 1 Kings chapter 19.
啊，内容上关第十九节。
Verse 10 and verse 14.
啊，十到十四节。
Twice.
两摆。
You know Elijah?
啊，你讲伊利亚。
At the Carmel.
啊，在加拿，在加比山。
There was a big victory.
啊，底下有一个大的胜利。
And then his life was threatened by Jezebel.
啊，然后伊的性命呢，受亚述个底下所在威胁。
And he fled for his life.
啊，伊逃命。
And you remember?
啊，你记得。
God asked him.
啊，神问的。
Elijah.
伊利亚。
What are you doing here?
啊，你在家在做啥
？And Elijah said.
啊，伊利亚讲。
I have been very jealous for Jehovah of hosts.
啊！伊讲呢，我为着耶和华神这个所在有这个嫉妒。
So the spirit of Elijah is the jealousy of God.
所以伊爱的灵呢，就是呢亚伯花基督的灵。
God, Elijah was jealous for God. He saw the whole nation worshipping Baal. And he was jealous for God. So he wanted to turn the nations to God. And this jealousy just consumed him. Just eat him up. And that is the spirit of Elijah.
This is Eli's
spirit. And you remember the Apostle Paul had the same spirit. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 2.
哥林多后书十一章第二章,
he said, I'm jealous with the jealousy of God for you.
我为着你,
because I have espoused you as chaste virgin to one man Christ.
亲自同情你们恩配我们的基督耶稣。And
I'm afraid the enemy may entice you.
我怕说我们的救赎会引诱你。
To bring you away from the simplicity of Christ.
从你们对基督的单纯里面带出来。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄们。
Are we filled with the jealousy of God?
咱是不是和神基督的心充满在咱里面？
Are we jealous for God?
咱是不是为着神而激动？
Are we deeply concerned with God's name?
咱是不是真正深深的关心到神的名？
His name is not sanctified in this world.
伊的名是世上呢，无何人分别
为圣。Are we jealous for His name?
咱是不是为着伊的名而骄傲？
Are we filled with the jealousy of God?
咱是不是用神基督充满咱的心？
We want God to be what He should be.
咱爱神的主，伊本是甚么款的神？
Because this is what He is.
因为这就是伊是甚么？
Are we jealous?
咱是不是有嫉妒？
That is the spirit of Elijah.
这是伊利亚的灵。
And what is the power of Elijah? The power of Elijah is in prayer. In James chapter 5, Elijah is a man of like passion. But he prayed with prayer. And he prayed again. He is a man of prayer. That is where his power is.
这就是一点两对多来。
Brothers and sisters, what is the greatest power that God gives to His church?
神和教会是什么是最大的一个灵粮？
It is prayer.
是基督。
So let's give ourselves to prayer.
所以咱有较侪基督。
These are the principles governing the making of an effort.Making vessel.
所以这是最原则，管理起来要正做新时代转移，转移时代。
May the Lord raise up many brothers and sisters.
但我神兴起较侪兄弟姊妹。
Who will be marked by these principles?
要何者诶？原则呢？印第呢？先听。
What an honor and glory!
何等一尊荣耀！
To be used of God.
来当何神来使用。
To conclude this age.
结束这个时代
and to bring in the age to come
带进过来这个时代
to bring back the king
带给我们往过再挖来
may the Lord help us
但我先帮助我们
shall we pray
我们十个祈祷
Dear Heavenly Father
亲亲爱亲亲爱的
我们 do come to thee this morning
pray
that we may learn the lessons from John the Baptist
基督讲过的对约翰的圣经得到所有应该加持
how thou didst make him an epoch making vessel
你怎样可以成出这转移时代的人物
we pray that thou will make us epoch making vessel
但我们在这所在也能成出这款的人
we pray that thou will enable us to travail in prayer
阮求你，我阮伫这所在做一个行善痛苦人的基督徒人。
Thou will enable us to know Thy grace.
你会予阮知影你的恩典。
That Thou will enable us to be separated for Thee.
你会予阮伫这所在为着你个人分别出来。
To be filled by Thy Spirit.
予你的灵来充满。
And be marked by the Spirit and power of Elijah.
予你的灵甲伊来啊，伊里爱灵也是应对阮的圣经。
Use us.For thy own glory.
为着应允来何你得到荣耀。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷 ，Amen.